The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, March 3rd, 2009, and Presidential Release number 371. It is now time to register for the convention. Registration opened on Sunday. You can get on our website and register for the convention. You will also need to call the hotel to get a room to sleep in, but the registration and banquet ticket purchase can be done on the website. They can be done now on the website. And if you do, you save $5 on the registration and you save $5 on the banquet price. And also, you don't have to stand in the big long line at convention. It goes much faster if you register ahead of time. So please get your registration in. Speaking of the convention, the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers is going to participate in the National Federation of the Blind Motor City March for Independence. The president and CEO is Dave McCurdy, and he is to speak at the event. We issued a press release which says the National Federation of the Blind announced today that the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, a coalition of 11 major automakers, will participate in the NFB's third annual March for Independence. The Motor City March for Independence will take place on the morning of July 6, 2009, as part of the convention of the National Federation of the Blind that is to be held in Detroit. Over 1,000 blind citizens from across the nation will march to raise money to benefit blind people all over the United States and to raise awareness about the capabilities of blind people. Dave McCurdy, president of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, said, "Alliance members support organizations such as the National Federation of the Blind that are doing important work to ensure the health and safety of drivers, pedestrians, and others who use America's roadways. I'm pleased the organization is supporting Detroit by choosing it as the location for this convention. Although ours is a global industry, automakers have many historical sites to this area." Mark Maurer, president of the National Federation of the Blind, said, "We are pleased to have the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers in this year's March for Independence. It is particularly fitting that at our Motor City March, we will be joined by the organization that represents the most innovative and influential car manufacturers in the world." So that is an announcement that just came out about how our March for Independence will be supported by the automobile makers. And I urge you to be there in Detroit. That means you got to register for the convention and you've got to be ready to be prepared to march in our March for Independence. You got to get yourself a room at the hotel. This is the Renaissance Center Marquis, the Marriott Marquis Renaissance Center, so come on down to Detroit. We'll have a great time when we're there. Here is an announcement about the Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar. It says, on March 26, Senator Christopher Dodd, United States Mint Director Ed Moy, and numerous other dignitaries will be at the National Federation of the Blind headquarters for the launch of the Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar. The NFB Jernigan Institute will also be releasing a new report entitled "The Braille Literacy Crisis in America, Facing the Truth, Reversing the Trend, Empowering the Blind." To register for this event, please visit www.braille.org. Affiliates and chapters are encouraged to hold their own events on the same day. Our goal is to have 100 events across the nation on March 26. For more information, contact Ryan Strunk at ryan.strunk, S-T-R-U-N-K, at gmail.com. The Public Relations Department will be distributing key messaging information and other press materials, so if you have questions about it, you can get a hold of John Perret here, who is our Director of Strategic Initiatives for the National Federation of the Blind. He directs our public relations effort, as well as many of the other efforts of the National Federation of the Blind, and he has the information about the bicentennial silver dollar minted in honor of 200 years of support from Louis Braille, who was born 200 years ago this year. I have an announcement here from Mark Riccobono, which says, Beginnings and Blueprints Early Childhood Conference, May 8th and 9th, 2009. The NFB Jernigan Institute will be holding a Beginnings and Blueprints Early Childhood Conference this May for families of blind children ages birth to 7. This exciting conference is aimed to serve families from the Mid-Atlantic states, but other interested individuals are welcome to attend. This unique conference will be packed with informative breakout sessions and exciting presentations and exhibits designed to equip parents with the tools they need to help build a successful future for their children, full of high expectations. To learn more or to register online, please visit www.nfb.org/nfb/early childhood education initiative.asp. If you have questions, please contact Mary Jo Thorpe, Education Programs Specialist at the NFB Jernigan Institute at 410-659-9314, extension 2407, or by email at mthorpe@nfb.org. There will be at the National Convention this year a youth track activity, July 3 through July 9, 2009. NFB National Convention in Detroit, Michigan, it's back, and it's all about me. Blind and low-vision youth from across the country will meet during the NFB National Convention this summer for the third annual NFB Youth Track. This year, the theme, All About Me, will help youth ages 14 through 18 discover who they are as a blind individual while socializing with other blind peers and learning from successful blind role models. The youth track parallels the main convention agenda and is sure to have something for everybody in its exciting seminars and special events. To learn more about this event, please contact Mary Jo Thorpe, Education Programs Specialist at the NFB Jernigan Institute at 410-659-9314, extension 2407, or by email at mthorpe@nfb.org. More details and an outline of the week's events will be in the upcoming edition of the NFB Braille Monitor. I have one other announcement, which is this. The KNFB Reader Mobile message is this. Go totally globally mobile. Our KNFB Reader Mobile sales program is off and running. If you want to buy a reader, contact Mike Hingson at 415-827-4084. The price for a reader is $1,640, which includes a Talks or a Mobile Speak program, which is a screen reader for cell phones. We are also looking for people and chapters to help sell the reader. If you need some extra money, contact Mike Hingson today. We have been dealing with the Diagnostic Devices Incorporated company to deal with accessible blood glucose meters. They make one which we have examined, and we believe that it is usable by the blind in all manner of ways and is very useful because of its ease of use. Some people have had trouble getting their insurance companies to pay for such a device. If you have information about this, I would like to know about it, because if we can support you in getting a blood glucose meter that you can read, it would be very useful to you, and also it will show some pattern of activity involved in this particular area of endeavor. So if you have a need for this information, or if you have trouble getting your insurance company to pay for such a device, please let me know. This is Tuesday, as I said at the beginning of the release. On Friday, this coming Friday, I will be back at the University of Notre Dame, which is where I got my college diploma. And I will be giving a lecture on the subject of blindness and the importance of the work that we do in the National Federation of the Blind. I offer you this thought. I was told that I should make a speech at the university, and I thought, what do I have to tell the people at the university that they don't know? Well, of course, the philosophy of the National Federation of the Blind is part of it. But how do I put it together in a way which will get people's attention? I thought about it, and I've done so. I have the speech ready to go. But I offer you the thought of, if you want to get people's attention in 30 seconds or less, and then hold it for quite a while, how do you start? This was the question that I had to answer when I was thinking about and making preparations for putting the speech together. By next week, it should be delivered, and one of these times we'll find a place to put it in the monitor. So give that some thought, and if you have some great ideas, let me know, because it's not the last speech I'm ever going to write. I'm going to need to make one for the convention this summer, and I always find my way to different parts of the world where people ask me to talk about what we do in the National Federation of the Blind, and it would be good to have a new way of presenting the work so that it is exciting and dramatic. So you can think about it and let me know. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have the customary March joke, which is to say, what's green, Irish, and comes out in the spring? Patio furniture.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.